Mother's lap, and you'll never guess what we're doing now. Say, I'm playing with a card and a tape recorder, and I'm just sucking on my bottom lip, and I'm just a cutting of a star and just a dreaming. Can you hear it breathing? Listen to it. Can you say something? Don't listen. You can't put it in your mouth. No, you kind of stick it in your mouth. Can't do that. Can't you say something? Can't you say something to your daddy? He's just looking at this microphone. Can't you say something to your daddy? I'm just a girl. I'm just a girl. So I'm just a dreamer. But I won't say anything. No, I won't. I'm going to read you a parent's prayer that Ethel read to us this morning in Sunday school, and then she let me borrow the book, and I was going to type it off, but since I'm recording, I'll just read it to you. It says, O Heavenly Father, make me a better parent. Teach me to understand my children, to listen patiently to what they have to say, and to answer all their questions kindly. Keep me from interrupting them or contradicting them. Make me as courteous to them as I would have them be to me. Forbid that I should ever laugh at their mistakes or resort to shame or ridicule when they displease me. May I never punish them for my own selfish satisfaction or to show my power. Let me not tempt my child to lie or to steal, and guide me hour by hour that I may demonstrate by all I say and do that honesty produces happiness. Reduce, I pray, the meanness in me. And when I am out of sorts, help me, O Lord, to hold my tongue. May I ever be mindful that my children are children, and I should not expect of them the judgment of adults. Let me not rob them of the opportunity to wait on themselves and to make decisions. Bless me with the business to grant them all their reasonable requests, and the courage to deny them privileges I know will do them harm. Make me fair and just and kind, and fit me, O Lord, to be loved and respected and imitated by my children. Amen. Isn't that good? Stephanie was just sitting here just grinning the whole time I was reading it. So, yeah. See, I know that you were saying a little prayer to God. Yeah, all about me. And sing it so that my daddy could hear it too and repeat it to himself. So yes, I do. I'm just going to talk to your daddy. Come on. Can't you say anything? You're just going to be an old star girl today. Come on and say something. Come on and say something. If you wonder what I'm doing, I'm jiggling my arm. And Pink can only trying to get me to talk, to just yelp out or something. To just yelp out or something. Say, oh, Daddy, I'm licking the microphone, so that's a kiss. Yeah, so that's a kiss to you, Daddy, because I'm licking the microphone. Let Mama give you a kiss for Daddy. Oh, there was sweet sugar. Oh, there was another kiss from Daddy. Yeah, just bunches and bunches. Well, come on and talk to him now. Come on and say something. Can you say something? Oh, we do what? Do what? Oh, goodness, God, lift me up. Do what? To Hudgy. Some tail trying to lick it, Daddy. Oh, my goodness me. She thinks she has to just sit up all the time. Has she gone to dream? Huh? The dress? Tell him all about it. She's just holding it and talking to you. Tell him all about your troubles. Oh, say, Daddy. Oh, I'm sitting up. Just a minute. It's life for Daddy, life for Daddy, life for Daddy, Daddy. You could just barely hear her, but she did laugh, didn't she? Just barely. Just a minute. Say, just a minute, Daddy, and I'll laugh for a little baby. Come on. Can you laugh for Daddy? Can you laugh for Daddy? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. just wide open and she won't slam parts during the one today. Yes, she does. I mean, I'm not really going to send that one to you because she can't laugh. Listen careful.
Told you folks that today that I'd probably come maybe Saturday and
spend the night and go to church with them Sunday because they were saying everybody else keeps wanting to know when I'm going to bring Stephanie out. So I'll have to do that if I'm not real busy, and I don't imagine I will be. Well, it looks like I'm about to run out of tape, and please excuse my yawns. I'm not bored or anything with recording, but I am sleepy. I've got a ulcer type thing on the inside of my mouth, under my lip. It just is real. It hurts. complain. But anyway, it does. And I've been putting pain away on it, but that didn't help too much, and it hurts to talk. I'm sitting here looking at your picture up on my chest of drawers, and oh, I'd just love to be able to reach out to you and, oh, just kiss you, and most of all, I'd just love for you to be laying right now, right beside me in bed, and for me to be able just to lay my head down on your shoulder and cuddle up next to you, and for you to just cuddle me and tell me how much you love me, and just whisper sweet nothings in my ear and just rock me to sleep in your arms. I just think that would be so very, very wonderful. Both of me going on, or you just better be prepared for somebody to be just hanging on to you all the time. Because I'm going to do it, whether you like it or not. I just think about us being together and about us being in bed together, being able to go to bed together and being able to sleep on your shoulder and just hang on to you all night long. And I'll just make love to you and just show you how much I miss you and love you. And I love you, Elsa Lynn Miller, and God bless you and take care of you for Stephanie and I. And we'll see you in just a few more days. Take care of yourself. I love you.